Hi, I'm Francesca, a registered nutritional therapist, and welcome to the Empowered Perimenopause podcast. This is a space for down-to-earth, honest conversations about what's really going on in your body in your 40s and how to support yourself through it. If you're feeling a bit out of sync, overwhelmed, or just not quite like yourself, you're in the right place. So let's get into today's episode. Hi, and welcome back to another episode. I wanted to address a listener question, but also something that I see and hear a lot. And that's, what are the first signs of perimenopause, particularly around 40? But also, how can you tell those signs from other health issues? And I really love this question because I think it might resonate with a lot of you. And I think it's a really important question. Like, I do talk about this, that we can't just chalk everything up to perimenopause and that's it. Oh, you know, your sleep issues, your brain fog, your migraines, whatever it might be. It's perimenopause. And then that's it. And that's obviously the basis of the work that I do. Everything I live and breathe is about, yes, whilst those symptoms may be due to or exacerbated by perimenopause, whatever the root cause is, there are things that we can do, that a person can do to reduce, get rid of those symptoms. We don't just chalk everything up to that. So I love the question that they've asked, because it is really important that we want to look at root causes of all our symptoms anyway. And we're not just saying, oh, well, we're in a phase where it's likely to have those symptoms, so let's just live with them. So one of the most common things I hear from women around 40 is they'll say they just don't feel like themselves anymore. Something's shifted, but they're not really sure what it is. They just know that something's different. So their periods are still coming, and then therefore they'll assume this can't be anything to do with hormones or perimenopause, because my periods are still coming. My cycles are still regular, you know, nothing's changed there, so it can't be hormones. But actually, 40 can very commonly be the beginning of perimenopause. And essentially, biologically, it is. From mid to late 30s, we are moving into that phase, just like the phase of puberty or the phase of postmenopause. Equally, though, symptoms can overlap with other root causes. So it's important not to dismiss that. So this episode is about providing more clarity, not more confusion, I hope. So when does perimenopause actually start? It can begin late 30s to early 40s, biologically, mid to late 30s, we're moving into it. And it's not defined by missed periods. It's defined by hormonal shifts and specific symptoms. And I think this is where a lot of people still don't quite realize that it's not about missed periods. I hear a lot of women say, but I can't be perimenopausal, or it can't be perimenopause because I'm still having my periods. And this is where the confusion still is. When we stop having our periods, that's when we've reached menopause. After we've gone 12 full months without having a period, we have reached menopause, which is one point in time, literally a moment in time, about 24 hours. From that day onwards, you're in the phase of postmenopause forever. But perimenopause is not defined by missed periods. Yes, they do start to change in the mid to late phases of perimenopause, but we're not necessarily skipping cycles until later in the perimenopause phase. And then eventually we're going to miss them for 12 full months and we have now reached menopause. So what's happening late 30s, early 40s is that the first hormone that's starting to change or decline is progesterone, not estrogen. That happens later. So you can absolutely be in perimenopause at 40, even if your cycle looks normal on paper. We're not looking for changes in cycles at this point. So what are the first signs of perimenopause, particularly the ones that are overlooked quite often? So this is really important, because for a lot of women, the first signs of perimenopause are not the typical hot flushes or things that we typically associate with hormonal changes related to perimenopause and menopause. They're usually nervous system symptoms. So early symptoms before our cycles start to change would be new or worsening anxiety, sleep issues, particularly waking up between 2 and 4 a.m., not being able to get to sleep when you go to bed because you're feeling wired but tired, lower stress tolerance, irritability, subtle changes to your mood. And that's because progesterone is calming. It supports a brain chemical called GABA, which is anti-anxiety. It's calming. It allows us to deal with stress better. It supports our mood. So its decline means that the nervous system can become more sensitive, and therefore all of these symptoms can start, some or all of them, around 40. Progesterone is like your nervous system's buffer. And when it starts to drop, everything can feel that little bit more intense. So if you're around 40 and you're noticing anxiety, poor sleep, or feeling more overwhelmed than usual, then that can be one of the very first signs that your progesterone is now starting to drop. and you're in those, you know, that first, those first stages of perimenopause. The next phase, as we move through our 40s, that's when cycle changes start to happen once progesterone drops even further. So when it first starts to drop, we will notice those nervous system symptoms I've just described. And then as it starts to drop even more, that's when we'll start to experience things like heavier periods, clotting maybe as well, a shortening of your cycles. Could be by a day, by 2 days, by 3 days. Mine started to shorten by a day over about 9 months or so, and then it was shorter by another day, and so on, until eventually over about three-ish years of my early 40s, my cycles went from being bang on 28 days in my 30s to now they were 27, then 26, then 25, and when I got to 46 years old, they'd gone down to 24 days in length. So that's quite common as well. And you may also in this next phase start to experience worse PMS, so breast tenderness or pain, mood swings, headaches, maybe more puffiness, feeling more puffy and bloated, like premenstrually. And that's because progesterone normally balances out estrogen. So the two hormones work together to balance each other out. And without it, as it starts to decline even further, we can get what's known as relative estrogen dominant symptoms. The proper term for this would be unopposed estrogen. So it's not always that estrogen is too high, because that's what I think a lot of people assume when we use the term estrogen dominance, that they have high estrogen. It isn't necessarily that we have high estrogen. It's that progesterone is no longer there to keep things balanced, or it's not there in enough amounts to keep things balanced. And that then leaves estrogen unopposed. And therefore we get these symptoms of, you know, the heavy periods, breast pain. These are really key symptoms of unopposed estrogen. So just to bring this together, if you're around 40, the most common perimenopause symptoms I see are anxiety or feeling more on edge, feeling more irritable, sleep changes, particularly waking in the night, struggling to get back to sleep, lower stress tolerance, feeling wired but tired, subtle mood changes. And then as things progress, we start to see cycle changes like heavier periods, clotting, and then those worse PMS symptoms. But now the question might be, but is it definitely perimenopause? Here's where it gets a little bit trickier, because many of these symptoms don't belong exclusively to perimenopause. So there's overlaps. All of these symptoms overlap with other potential root causes. And even if they are chalked up to perimenopause, there's still going to be a root cause somewhere, because we're all going to experience these symptoms differently to different, you know, intensities, different levels, different regularities. And that will be because we all have our own, you know, unique lifestyles and habits and a physiology, for example. So blood sugar dysregulation, if we're having blood sugar swings all day, anxiety, energy crashes, trouble sleeping, particularly night waking, increases in belly fat. Then we have thyroid dysfunction. That can be fatigue, brain fog, weight gain, constipation, low mood. Gut health issues can bring about digestive issues like acid reflux, bloating, gas, wind, inflammation that's gone systemic and causing things like aches and pains and worse PMS, headaches. Poor estrogen metabolism can be caused by gut health issues, because the gut is a very important organ for getting your used estrogen out of the body efficiently after the liver does its work. So then that can start to increase those unopposed estrogen symptoms we just mentioned. Also, gut issues will cause nutrient deficiencies, so iron, B12, which can then, you know, result in energy issues. Circadian rhythm disruption, so if we don't have a great sleep-wake cycle 7 days a week, that can result in sleep issues, dysregulation of cortisol, and then fatigue, energy dips, mood issues, mood instability, weight gain. And then we've got things like chronic stress, nervous system dysregulation will make everything feel worse. All of the symptoms I'm mentioning, faster as well. It will speed up the intensity of a person's perimenopause experience, impact sleep, anxiety, mood. So perimenopause doesn't just exist in isolation. It's not just, oh, we're in this phase and these are the symptoms, so it's normal that I'm experiencing them. Perimenopause amplifies what's already going on in the body, and we can't just chalk everything down to perimenopause. In terms of like how you tell the difference, ask yourself, when did this particular symptom or experience start? Is there a pattern with your menstrual cycle? This is really key. Track your menstrual cycle. Know when you're due on. Know when your day one was, your day one of your period, which is day one of your cycle. Know when you're roughly halfway through your cycle, which is when you're roughly due to ovulate. Track these things and know what your when your symptoms are worse in that cycle. Are they worse around day one, two of your period? Are they worse a few days before your next period is due? Are they worse in that second half of the cycle, in that 2 week phase before your period is due? Has stress changed? Has exercise changed? Has your diet changed? Has sleep changed? Has anything significant or even minor changed for you or happened in your life? So a really simple way to think about it is this. If your symptoms follow a particular pattern with your menstrual cycle, you can think they're being driven, they're more likely to be driven by hormonal changes, particularly the decline in progesterone. If they're constant and they're not cyclical at all, then I would be thinking more about underlying imbalances. Is it blood sugar? Is it thyroid? Is it circadian rhythm? Is it nervous system? Is it nutrient status? Is it gut health? Is it supporting hormone metabolism and clearance? But very often, it's a combination of both. It's hormonal changes of perimenopause driving symptoms, but underlying imbalances already present. And then the hormonal changes will amplify that. It's usually both. So sometimes it's perimenopause, sometimes it's underlying imbalances, but it's usually both. So bringing it back to what actually helps. This is where we're looking at foundational pillars of health. So we want to support all the time blood sugar stability, nervous system and stress, sleep and circadian rhythm, nutrient status. So things like vitamin D, vitamin B12, iron, folate. We want to support gut health and we want to support healthy hormone metabolism. So that's how your body, your liver breaks down your used hormones and clears them out of the body. So you can't stop perimenopause. It's a natural phase, just like puberty was, but you can completely change how you experience it. And like I said, that's why I live and breathe the work that I do. And that's the work that I do with people on a one-to-one basis. I hear so many people say, well, I'm just going to speak to my GP about HRT. But the two things are different. Whilst going on hormone therapy for estrogen or progesterone or both is potentially very helpful, and I'm an advocate for it. I am actually on hormone therapy myself. But it doesn't mean that just because you go on hormone therapy and you start to feel a little bit better, that there isn't any work to do with your blood sugar, with your thyroid, with your nervous system, with your stress, with your sleep, with your circadian rhythm, with your nutrient status, with your gut health, with how you break down your hormones, which is going to be even more important if you are on hormone therapy. In fact, all of these things will be even more important if you're on hormone therapy. But if you're not, they're equally as important. So if you want some practical guidance that's free and personalized to you to get started with, I've created a free perimenopause quiz on my website that helps you understand exactly which of these pillars your body might be needing help with most right now. So it gives you a nice little breakdown based on the answers to 36 questions. So it's lovely and comprehensive. It will tell you whether maybe blood sugar is your first port of call, stress or sleep or gut health might be driving your symptoms. So if you want a bit more clarity on what's going on for you, take the quiz via the link in the show notes. And I really hope this has helped you to understand some of the typical perimenopause symptoms at 40 and those first signs of perimenopause and how to tell them from other health issues. But also that whilst whatever it might be, whether it's purely because I'm in perimenopause, the likelihood is it's going to be a mixture of both, that there's some underlying issues that are driving symptoms, but the perimenopause comes along and amplifies any sort of imbalances that were already there. Also, I hope this has helped you to realize that 40 isn't too young for perimenopause. In fact, it's the most normal time to start experiencing your first set of symptoms, or one symptom. Like I said, it's usually nervous system related stuff like anxiety, some subtle changes to sleep. Some might tell you, oh, it's just stress. And yes, usually there's a stress element there. If we were to look at your lifestyle as a whole, there would be some things there that we could potentially tweak or work on that would help to reduce those symptoms, even though they are due to the fact that you're now 40 and moving into perimenopause. So I hope that makes sense. We're not just saying this is perimenopause, that's all it is. Yes, perimenopause will amplify things or make them more of an issue for you in terms of how you feel and experience them. But there are still always going to be some little root causes there, little or big, that we can address to get rid of those symptoms, nip them in the bud. And that's the story of my own, is that my first symptoms when I turned 40, 41, 40 and a half was anxiety and changes to sleep. And once I realized, you know, I sort of said, oh, this is me moving into perimenopause. It just sort of feels like it just changes. It feels like it's all of a sudden. You know, at 39, I had the most amazing sleep. And then suddenly here I am at 40, 40 and a half. And I'm that person that's sitting on the sofa feeling a bit of anxiety and then having trouble going to sleep. So yeah, I could say, well, it's perimenopause, so that's it. But I didn't. I said, well, this is perimenopause, so what will I do about it? Because there's clearly some underlying root causes of these symptoms for me, even though it's perimenopause, it's highlighted them to me. So therefore, I went about it. Within a couple of weeks, my sleep was back to normal and my anxiety had gone. So we can nip these things in the bud as we go along just by knowing how to support those foundational pillars. So do take the quiz, because it will give you that nice starting point, or one or two starting points. It could say blood sugar, gut health. And of course, if you want to work with me on a one-to-one basis, my perimenopause health assessment is the best place to start. All of this will be linked in the show notes. You can just go to my website and you see the perimenopause health assessment come up on the first page. That is a great place to start, and we can really dive into your own unique health history and what you're experiencing now, your unique lifestyle, nutrient status, all of these different things, and give you a clear way forward for yourself to nip these things in the bud. So I hope that's been helpful. Thank you for listening to this week's shorter episode, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye. If you enjoyed this episode and you're wanting a bit more support, there's a few ways I can help you. You can take my free perimenopause quiz, join my Midlife Thrive membership, or work with me one-to-one. And I'll leave all the details in the show notes. And if this episode resonated, I'd love you to share it with someone who might need to hear it too. Thank you so much for being here. It really means a lot. And I'll see you in the next episode.